Welcome to Patent Pod Chat with noted inventor and patent attorney, Chris Majorana. Each week, Chris answers your questions on patents, trademarks, and inventions. Now, here's Chris Majorana.
Chris, what is a terminal disclaimer?
A terminal disclaimer is a document that we prepare and file in a patent application where you overcome a rejection that's based on a second filing that potentially overlaps the first filing.
How do you get an overlap?
So we had another interview where we talked about continuation practice. Mm-hmm. And in that scenario, you would file a second patent application to try to potentially broaden your claims. And when you broaden the claims, the patent office doesn't necessarily want to give you two patents on what they think might be too similar of an idea. You can never have a patent on the exact same claim. That's why we broaden them a bit. So they're making an objection. It says these are just too close. So we file this terminal disclaimer, and that obviates the rejection.
Do you get penalized for a continuation?
I know it sounds funny because we had the whole other interview talking about the continuation practice where it is a good thing to file a continuation. So you may or may not have gotten the very best claims in the first application, and you may have had to come to a compromise with the examiner. So we go on to file that continuation. And when they're asking for this terminal disclaimer, it doesn't really hurt you because the first application doesn't change. It has the same expiration date as it would have. This is just specifically to the second application. So the second application cannot have a longer expiration date than the original.
Oh, okay. Okay. Do you keep your patent term adjustment?
You do. So if the first case had a long patent term adjustment, then the second case, you know, may not get that same PTA. So it is an issue. So it's something to be aware of. And if you have a long PTA in the first case, you might use some techniques to try to maintain a similarly long PTA in the second case. But, you know, the original patent still has the same term, so you're pretty covered on that point.
Can you refuse to file a terminal disclaimer?
You can. I mean, the old school theory was that you're never going to win by arguing against the terminal disclaimer requirement. And for the most part, that's probably true for most cases. But if you make, persuasive enough arguments, you can overcome that requirement that the patent office gives you, and we have done it in more than a few cases. We've been successful at traversing a terminal disclaimer requirement.
If you potentially win and not argue, then why not always argue?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's mainly due to the cost. A terminal disclaimer is easy to prepare, easy to file. If the patent term adjustment isn't very long, you're not going to gain or lose anything. So it just depends on the overall cost factor. And remember, we're talking about the end of a patent term. So a lot of patents are useful at the beginning and not so much at the end. Certain businesses, the end is the most important. So if you had a huge licensing deal on the table, that getting an extra 6 months at the end might be something that's very valuable. And it does happen more in the pharmaceutical business. The electronics business, not so much, because things are fast. And we were talking about the iPhone before this interview. And, if you have an iPhone 3 right now, you probably couldn't even get it to work anymore. And it didn't come out that long ago. But imagine another 10 years from now. Then that's just old technology.
Any other downside?
There is one more thing that's not really so much a downside, but it is a requirement on the terminal disclaimer, where not only the length of the patent gets tied together between the two, but there's a requirement that the assignee needs to be the same on both applications. The idea there was that you shouldn't be able to get two similar applications and file a terminal disclaimer and license one application to one party and another to another party and potentially have them in conflict with each other. So that's the idea, is that we want one assignee to own them both at this point, and then that passes muster at the patent office.
Thank you for listening to Patent Podchat with noted inventor and patent attorney Chris Majorana. Join us next time as Chris answers your questions on patents, trademarks, and inventions.